Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome back. Let's dive right back into it. Sam Crowley, your guide on the way to Saturday. Look at your life like a book, bound by covers. Man, it's going to be a great podcast right now. I can feel it. I can feel it coming out. I'm sure you've heard this, right? I mean, life is like a book, right? The story that you create. This is your story to create. I like it. I like that. But I think that's a little too shallow. A little too shallow for your boy, Sammy. The one that's going to hold you accountable. By the way, book your call. Go to launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. Let's talk. We'll talk about your story. You have an amazing story. You got to believe that, first of all, that you've got a story worth telling. Your story has a beginning and it has an end. Like your life has a beginning and it has an end. And depending on how old you are or how young you feel, I'll be 51 in, what is it, 5 days from today. 5 days. God, last year was, it just seemed so much more exciting when I was turning 50. Had like, wow, 50, man, we're having a birthday party. 51 this year, it's like steak knives. I'm just going to wake up, probably have a cup of coffee. I think it's on a Saturday. Well, of course, every day's Saturday. I think my birthday's on a Saturday this year. But, I mean, what do you do for 51? It's like, what do you just, I don't know. You have coffee and, I don't know. I'll let you know, I guess. Wow. Okay. And for the first time, cut him at a loss for words. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. Your story, your message. You're probably closer to the end of your book than you are to the beginning, meaning the end of your life than you are to the beginning. Yet we act like we're going to live forever. But we don't do that every single day. It's like we don't have a sense of urgency to our day, which is not a good book, all right? Because your book does have an end to it. Now, you can't control the number of pages of your book, nor can you control whether it's a comedy, a tragedy, or an epic, all right? But you do have control over much of what happens inside those pages. And I'm not so sure you're doing that every single day, okay? I'm not so sure that you're controlling much of what happens inside of those pages, meaning maybe there was a little bit of comedy, which is great. You know, who doesn't love to laugh? You know, especially opening up a good book and you're laughing. And then there's a little bit of tragedy in there. You know, here's the thing about life, man. And this is what's really freaky, too, is that the bottom's going to fall out at some point. I don't care what motivational guru you listen to. I don't care what those happy high notes are telling you or that person on Facebook who's got those chiclets smiling that they just had the teeth whitening done and they've got 25 filters. Remember, nobody's living a better life than you. They're just a better photographer. I'll say it until my book is over. But some people, they do have this figured out. Waking up in extreme gratitude and not having any expectations of how the day should go. Just being grateful that they woke up on the right side of the ground. And when I coach people, man, we got to calibrate a lot of individuals as well. Say, hey, look, whoa. How many downloads did you expect to get from that video? How many downloads from that audio? How many people do you expect to view your post? Right. Well, why would you have any expectation when you're starting out? How about this? We are built to serve. You're built to serve. Like, you should have that mentality that I'm waking up, I'm going to serve people. Because when you serve people and you serve them with value, you get paid. You get paid. I say it all the time. I can't believe it took me. Look at me as an example. It took me 15 years to figure out to open up a calendar without any. You don't got to jump through hoops. You don't got to fill out a questionnaire. You don't got to give me your bank account information, all that good stuff. You need to understand. You got to have a dream. You got to have a passion. You got to want to launch a movement. That's it. Other than that, go to my calendar, launch with Sam, book a call, and I want to talk to you about it. It took me 16 years to figure that out. And then what do you think happened? in comes all these amazing clients. Like, they were just waiting for me to give them the go-ahead to jump on the calendar. And the same is going to go for you, because I serve people every day on this podcast. This is my mission field right here. It's my audio mission field. All right? Maybe you'll have a video mission field. Maybe you'll have a written mission field. You know, somehow, some way, you can create your own mission field to serve people, you know, and you can help people, and you can understand that there's people out there hurting, and you've got the antidote for them. You've got it. Now, whether you believe you have it, I don't know. I mean, maybe you're living this book right now that's a tragedy. Or maybe you're going to figure out real quick, hey, this is going to be an epic tale, a battle where the protagonist wins and good overcomes evil. But you got to understand, you control all of what happens inside of those pages. And you can't be afraid of your book ending. You know, your book, my book, there's going to come an end to our lives. You got to have a sense of urgency to it, man. You got to wake up thinking, I've got to get this thing going. But you're not afraid for the book to end. The only thing that matters is that you made it a good story. Does that make sense? Is your book a good story right now? No, Sam, my book is about stressed out corporate slave, goes to a job every day, working for the man, doesn't have control over their time, doesn't spend enough time with the direct reports at home, gives all the energy to the direct reports at work, and the people who really love me get the leftovers. Okay, well, if that's the story right now, that's a bit of a tragedy. You want to turn that around? Of course you do. Make today the day you just take one small step towards doing something that you love. Be selfish today. Do something that you love to do. If you like parks, you like the outdoors, get out of work, man. Just go walk in a park. Boy, would that clear your head. No phone. Don't listen to a podcast. Yes, I'm not even saying listen to this one. Leave the phone in the car and go for a 30-minute walk. You would be amazed how clear your head gets. And the ideas that flood to your mind, you won't even be able to stop them, about how you can monetize what it is you're passionate about. Okay, but you got to get clear on that. Or go to a sporting event, go to the gym, go to a wine tasting event, go to Hobby Lobby, go to Kroger, I'm just throwing out random ideas. Go to a racetrack, go to a golf course, go wherever it is that you would love to spend time, but you don't get enough time to do. All right. Maybe you go on a date, you know, maybe that person who really does love you wants to spend time with you. Surprise them today. Go on a date. This is going to stimulate rewriting the book. I don't want to say rewriting. I think moving forward, writing a new chapter. Imagine you're writing a book. It's 10 chapters. We don't know how many chapters your book is going to be, because it's going to end. Your life's going to end. Okay, you don't know when the last chapter is written, but you can't even rewrite the previous ones. How awesome is that? Because that's your story. That's your legacy. You can rewrite everything. You can write everything brand new now, starting forward. What's it going to be? What's the next chapter going to be? Your podcast, your Facebook Lives you're doing, your YouTube videos, your LinkedIn profile, something that's going to start serving people, getting your message out there. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? What's the next chapter going to be? Something that's going to inspire people to lose weight, to get in shape, something that's going to inspire people to save money on the internet. I'm telling you, the ideas are limitless. And if you can listen to the previous podcast I just uploaded prior to this one about focus, if you can combine that kind of passion, that sense of urgency, with the laser focus that we talked about on the previous show, let me tell you, you are ahead of so many people out there, because most people are going to try and give up. You know, their book's going to be a tragedy, and that's it. It's not going to be an epic tale. Might be some comedy in there, only because they're going to be laughing at themselves on how many times they gave up, but then it's going to be turned real sad. You control all the content inside the pages moving forward. Write it. And don't be afraid, man. And quit worrying about that disease to please, man. Well, what's everybody going to think about me when I start doing? You got that disease to please. You know what the antidote to that is? Action, momentum, and results. Quit worrying about what other people think, for crying out loud. Other people's opinions don't pay your bills, man. They never will. They never have. No matter how many times you think that somebody's watching, trust me, they're not. You're going to go through your entire life worrying about what other people think, only to tiptoe to your grave thinking, nobody ever was watching anyway. That was I worried about. Stop worrying about that. Don't have the disease to please. Get out, get after it, create momentum. Your ideas are amazing, and I don't care if nobody you know is doing it. That doesn't matter. Success leaves clues. There's somebody that's already done what it is that you want to do, and they've left clues behind. Go get them. They're out there right in the open. All right? Let's get after it. Write your book. Your life is like a book bound by covers. What's the chapters going to be inside? All right, let's get after it. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.